want you to imagine an actual giant toad. And I know we already talked about it last week, but I still feel like the reaction wasn't...
You wanted more.
Well, because I'm like, are you not hearing what I'm saying?
You know what I did imagine? The giant toad from Naruto, the huge orange one, that what's his face, the master, the white haired, long haired guy, the pervert, the one that he rides. It's like, it's a whole, I forget the name. Oh, man, people are going to be like, she doesn't watch Naruto. It was a while ago.
I don't watch Naruto.
Hey, whoa.
Okay.
Hey, Ellie. That's not how you fucking say
fake
it.
Fake nerd.
Wow. Yeah, you really fake don't nerd. Watch Naruto,
I've
do
been
you?
Gate kept in my own home.
No, but in the get show. Out. Since you don't know, Ellie, in the show, the toad is fucking huge. It's like ginormous and it uses its tongue and stuff. It like can fight. It's crazy. So when you were like, this huge, bearded, ugly, warty toad starts running toward you, I'm like, this thing's not hopping. Horrifying. It's running. You ever see a toad run? You shouldn't. No. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I had a lot of like very Studio Ghibli feelings.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
About it. I will tell you that I do remember that it had a hat and a beard, and that I was more focused on the cuteness factor of a big boy.
No.
You can't tell me what's in here.
That's fair.
I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it for you because you set it up that way, but I can imagine it how I want.
I forgot about all man's millions of kinks, and so that's...
This is my fantasy, Ellie, and you can't take that away
this
from me.
This is my toad daddy fantasy, and you can't...
Jesus. Skid, are you happy that you're on the show and that you're playing
all right,
with
Skid
us?
Skid is here.
I'm very happy. Thank you.
Skid Mar, everyone.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, thank you for surviving our behavior this long.
Did you want to come back, or...?
Hey, I'm here now. That's all what's right.
That's what I'm
didn't
talking about.
Say wait, yes, ladies.
Before we started, I was like, man, I feel like we need to involve Francisco a bit more into this crime investigation. But then I'm like, but we should also figure out what happened to that ship. And I'm like, we should have a solo adventure with just Skid.
Yeah. Or you could include us and put us on a ship and he can like take the lead.
Sid, it sounded like you said like he can take the lead. And I'm like, wait, but that leaves me. I'm not part of this.
I'll run the next one.
Yep. All right. Cool, guys. You are currently faced with a toad. And with that said,
oh my god, it's huge, it's terrifying.
Yeah, let me describe the scene.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said you wanted us to react.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'll hold it back. I'll be even better next time.
You, as mechanically, you are in you are in zone 3. The toad is in zone 1. So, what you, I don't know if this toad is related to the. To the Nissa.
I think the hat and the beard give it away.
That seems like a dead giveaway.
Connected somehow.
I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions, but they somehow teleported, the toad somehow appeared in zone 1. So the toad is in zone 1. You guys are in zone 3 right now, and that mechanically means that you need to take a move action if you want to engage in melee. Yeah. Let's take out a little initiative card.
Yay! Oh, how does this work?
So you want to have...
Tell us more about this.
Wow, Free League Publishing. What an incredible mechanic.
Yeah, I hate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Plant Skid.
These are the same people who do Tales from the Loop.
Yep,
right?
Yep. Okay. And the Aliens Celtic. RPG. And
oh, right. Okay, yes.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, crap.
Sydney got a 1.
Ooh.
Wait, that's good.
I know.
That's what you want.
So you want a low, as low as possible.
Oh.
Uh-oh, what did you get?
Oopsie.
Six. Well, okay. What did you get? Oh, well,
Cinco.
I got 7, so actually you all
great.
Go first.
What a time to be alive.
Hey. All right, yeah.
Oh,
so, Henrik.
So, Sydney, you're up first. Henrik, actually.
Yeah, Henrik sees this toad, and I think...
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
And he hears Astrid say that.
Is that too late?
Aye. I think he deduces, with his super high intelligence, that the toad is probably related to the Nisse. So he is going to use his fast... first, he is going to swift... what's it called? Oh, lightning reflexes. So he's going to draw his weapons without using an action.
Mm-hmm.
He also has, as a talent from our experience from the last adventure, he has dual weapons. So he can now wield his knuckle duster and his revolver, since his revolver only takes one hand. He's going to run into zone 2.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
To get closer to the toad. And he's going to fire his revolver at the toad.
Go for it. The toad is going to take his fast action and try to dodge by using his amazing body control.
Good fucking luck. One success. Yeah, one success.
The toad nearly gets hit, but he dodges it.
Dang it.
He dodges it because he's amazing. It's the best character I've ever made in my entire life.
Wow.
It is young Niebuhr.
Niebuhr?
Is this the new last name we're going by?
Why are you like
Fine.
This?
Nyberg.
She said Nyberg.
I said Nyberg.
Nyberg, sorry.
I feel like Ellie's whole goal is to make me second guess myself every time I say it.
She's gaslighting
So she can be
you.
Like, look how stupid you are. Look how I'm in charge. Okay, so I draw my bow and I shoot Frog Daddy.
Frog Daddy.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, so
Toad and the
all together. I shoot Toad Daddy. I don't know. I shoot him. And that would be 2 damage from my bow.
Ooh.
Ooh, the toad, Dang. Who's already used his fast action, cannot do it again. So he gets irritated, which means he gets +1 on his rolls.
So that's not great. I have a habit of doing this.
You did take away 2 conditions from
it. It's great.
That kind of sucks, but it is Skid's turn.
You know, a lot of toads shoot blood out of their tear ducts to scare off predators.
-1 to that skill.
Horny toads do that. Horny toads will shoot.
Yeah, those fuckers.
Horned toads. All right, so Capitan Francisco Castejon calmly, methodically pulls his Spanish Mauser bolt-action rifle off of his shoulder and levels it at his foe and takes a shot. So,
hell yeah.
This is my precision plus my range combat.
It is.
And then I get a bonus for the rifle, is that right?
So
that's another 2 dice for that.
Wow.
Damn, son.
Oh, I forgot to roll my revolver bonus. Well, too late. Lesson learned. Thanks for reminding me, Skid.
Okay. Please. Not that. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not one success.
No!
Not
well, that's the thing
success.
With this game. It's a
feast of
unbelievable.
Well, fortunately for me, it is my turn. And I don't know if you know this about Nisar, but they have an extra action that can be used for movement.
Oh no.
And you, all 3 of you, have positioned yourself in zone 2, right?
Skid didn't.
I can shoot from 3.
I can shoot from zone 3, yeah.
So, yeah, no, so it's only Henrik, then, who is in zone.
Every time.
Yeah.
Zone 2.
Killing it. Why did you run up?
And
to shoot it!
Well.
And this toad, with his little, with his tongue, is gonna, it's gonna fist you.
Oh my god!
It says here fists, and I'm assuming, he's gonna use his tongue
as
use it as a fist and try to hit you with it.
Okay.
Good luck.
You fucking missed. Last time this happened, I almost
died.
Can
you use your reaction?
Nope.
No successes on the first, and then I have 4 more.
Jesus Christ.
1 success.
Oh. That still hits me.
Killing it.
3 damage.
3 damage.
That's 3 conditions.
And you don't have a fast action.
Oh, I have armor. My armor is 2.
2.
Okay, so 1 condition.
Air high 5.
Air high 5 on getting that goddamn armor.
Yeah, does armor get a blade? Armor doesn't get damaged. It just acts
it
like
takes,
VR.
So you just subtract the number of the armor from the number
of
successes.
I don't know if it ever breaks. That's something to look into.
It never breaks, and we shouldn't look into it.
And let's not read the book.
It never breaks, and who's here to...
Armor's 1 day away from retirement.
Yeah.
And then you've noticed that all the other villagers have just scattered, taking cover, so you're unfortunately on your own.
Yeah.
And it's back to number 1, Astrid.
No.
Oh, sorry, Henrik.
Me.
Meberg.
Meberg. Ellie, is the toad closer now, or it hit me from that distance?
No, it moved up to you, so it's standing next to you.
Okay, cool. I am going to...
Oh, God, I can hear it.
Shoot
it's
it.
Terrifying.
I'm going to shoot it with my revolver again, and hopefully I get an additional success so I can also use my knuckle duster on it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I want to punch this toad in the tongue. Nope, just a single success, but that's fine. So I do go to shoot it with my gun.
Yeah, and this one, he's not going to try to move, but he does get dazed and confused.
2 damage.
Oh, 2 damage, sorry. Ooh. Oh, then he moves to hateful.
Oh, no.
plus two. So he went from dazed and confused to hateful because he's getting so much damage and anger. And so he's seeking to inflict damage on its surroundings. I mean, as if he wasn't already. Mm-hmm. And we move on to Astrid.
Astrid is now, I'm guessing, in ring two since he's moved up, right? The frog moved up. So I'm going to use my swift action to back up. And she's going to take a sort of spot around the corner of one of the houses, seeing this huge tongue just come and blunt force trauma at her friend. She's like, oh God, not again, not again, not again. And she sort of hides there for a second, takes a deep breath, leans out with her bow and shoots again. Oh boy, she misses with everything she has. But she's in zone three, so that far tongue away. Ain't that long.
Yeah, well.
We'll see. Who knows?
We'll see. It's Francisco. What is it?
Castejon.
Castejon.
And now he is.
I love how you rev yourself up by saying your name. You're like, it's time for Francisco.
Castejon.
Do we know where in Spain he's from?
He's from Barcelona.
Barcelona. Oh, so he's a Catalonian.
But he was stationed up by the French border.
Oh.
All right, so this is...
We learned so much on these combat turns. Six seconds. What a wide window into a man's soul.
He curses under his breath. He's like, dirty toad.
Puta madre.
Fires again. Ooh. Oh, come on.
Come on, baby.
Come on, Skidderini.
All big no whammies.
Oh. Okay, there's two successes.
Yeah!
Okay, two successes.
Oh, that means that you get an extra success thing.
Yeah,
which
I gotcha.
Means so Astrid N is gonna look.
So with your additional success, you can choose to increase your damage by one with your additional success, or you could outmaneuver your enemy, so exchange initiative cards and go later, I guess, if you wanted. Stress your enemy. Attack causes mental conditions rather than physical ones. Push the enemy into another zone or specific part of the zone you are in, or make the enemy drop a weapon or item.
I think I'll just do the extra damage. So I'll do three damage instead of
do
two.
Do it.
Dude. Yeah. So one, two. And what we see as this sniper man shoots this toad, it just explodes.
Awesome.
It's a tiny... little Nissar, who's just like,
oh my god.
And they all, like, for a second there, like, falls to the ground and it's like, ow, ow. And then they look up and they look at Francisco and then, like, super scared. But then it turns into hatred.
Oh,
and
no.
And then, boop, 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 boop. And you know Nissar, that means... they're gonna now spend 1d6 hours and plan their revenge.
Two.
Let's get out of here. No.
But,
yes, I think perhaps we should go back to Uppsala. Because...
yeah, exactly. But Gandalf is actually still there, and he's like,
they all left. Okay, fine.
And then he pops away.
No, wait. Oh God.
We had questions.
So many questions.
You will regret this forever. And so all the villagers have fled, but they're now, you know, slowly returning to the scene. And a lot of them are very impressed with all of you because it's like, that was cool.
Eleanor DiLorenzo.
What's up?
In this quiet after the storm, can I pull out that note that was on Johanna's dresser and look at it?
Sure. Camilla is not around anymore. She, the villager sort of, some women from the village helped her back to her,
residence.
But yes, you can pull it up. And what you see is that it's tickets to New York. Ferry tickets.
Whoa.
How many?
Two.
Girl, I'm so right. She... kind of comes over to the two of you. She's, oh, are you all right? You're just covered in toad.
I'm slimy.
Yeah.
I'm like wiping it off my face, shaking off my hand.
It's always the worst for you in range one, isn't it?
I I'm fine. I'm very sticky.
Well, just think about it. Now you have shorter hair, so it's just less awful. Like, a little less.
Okay. Thanks, Astrid. Are you all right, Francisco?
I'm fine. I'm sorry to get... I didn't mean to get you drenched in toad mucus.
No, it's, I think it was from the tongue, not the explosion.
Oh.
The doctor walks over to you and asks you if you're all right, because the others seem fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you, Doc.
How about we go back to your inn and I'll give you a proper look over.
Yeah, that'd be great, because I am exhausted on the physical chart.
Of course, Henrik.
I feel exhausted, and I look at the doctor.
Of course. Tuva medically takes me. Exhausted.
Medically, not mentally.
Tuva greets you at the inn. It's like, that was amazing.
Hi, Tuva. Bye, Tuva.
All right. I'll see you soon, then, in case you need anything.
Shut the door in her face.
So you're sitting in your own sitting room with a doctor who's tending to Henrik's wounds. I'm not going to look into the mechanics, but you get your...
I think if he does, like, a medicine check. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Whatever. You got it.
He's a brilliant, brilliant doctor. Yeah.
Looks in the direction of my dice. I'm sure it's fine. You're fine.
Yeah. I see a six there somewhere. But yeah, you guys now have some time, 2 hours actually, to perhaps talk to Francisco about his travels. No,
incredible,
you can
backstory.
Do whatever you want while I prepare for the big revenge.
She says, Francisco, that was an incredible shot.
Oh. Thank you, yes. I was a marksman. That is my stock in trade, I think is the idiom. Yes, that is what I... Thank you. I am only glad that there was not more people hurt, because a toad of that size, very unpredictable.
Francisco, you were in the army. What war did you fight in?
Well, I fought in the Carlist Wars. I fought on behalf of Queen Christina against the reactionaries, and locally we were able to be victorious there. I also, because the timelines are so screwy, I also fought against Napoleon. Earlier I was in the, we call it a Corso Terrestre, so fighting guerrilla conflicts in the Pyrenees, so that was. Mm. So I've seen a lot of action. Yes.
Henrik turns toward Astrid and he goes, "Do you think he can time travel? Is that what the key is?
Maybe he's the Vasin.
I think we have to kill Francisco."
I should point out that I am 130 years old.
Are you a vampire?
I am a das vampire.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
And you see his eyes turns emerald green.
Whoa.
Incredible. So, Astrid says, "You know, we all have our parts to play, but I couldn't help but notice as we spoke to these creatures and have investigated that none of this has fazed you or shaken you at all."
Well, there was a time back when I was a young private and I was on patrol in the Corsos, and my unit was set upon by a strange creature that I learned later was, I think you would call it a troll.
Oh.
And it managed to wipe out everyone but me and a corporal. And ever since that day, I have been sort of attuned to this sort of phenomena. And after that, you see something like that, it is difficult to be surprised.
Huh.
Yeah, that I understand.
She goes, "Do you? Because you seem so surprised all the time." Huh?
Well, I mean, because I guess this... It's more. It's just the cold. I'm not used to the cold.
Oh, no, I meant Henrik.
Oh, here. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh.
Who's looking at me? Hello? I answer the door.
Oh, and it's Tuva. It's like, "Hello. I was just wondering if everything is all right in here." And she stands at the doorway waiting for you to invite her in.
Yeah. Can we help you with anything, Tuva?
Tuva, can you come in for a second?
I heard laughter. Oh, do you want me to come in? Oh,
come in for a moment.
Okay.
A quick moment. a short moment. Tuva, knowing the folks in the area, would you say that Johanna and Emily... Nope. Johanna and Elizabeth.
Well, if you ask me, well... Their parents didn't seem very happy that they were together, if you know what I'm saying. But no, they were like girls usually are, but they are clearly, Johanna is much, much more impressive than Elizabeth. Elizabeth, to be fair, sweet girl, probably would have found work at a farm somewhere, but Johanna, she was going places. You could tell.
Thanks, Tuva. I push her out and close the door.
Let me open it.
I push it off by the stairs.
Francisco fires a couple of shots to close the door.
To like break the lock just so she can't get back in.
Just want to let her know she's not welcome back in.
Yeah. We have a third murder.
I put a warning shot through her shoulder.
Shoots as a warning.
I shoot on sight as a warning. Okay, so I turn back to you guys. Henrik does. And he says, you know... I'm not much... That's not true. Henrik turns back to you guys and says, being a literary man, does it feel a bit Romeo and Juliet-esque?
Well, yes, that was exactly my thought. I think
what's
these
that?
Two...
What's that?
Tuva, go away!
Is that Shakespeare?
Shut up! Oh, God. I send my dog after her to maul her.
I set the inn on fire.
With us in it, isn't worth it.
You made the most hateable character,
Let's
Ellie.
Let's get a new adventure.
New adventure, new storyteller. No, I'm kidding. We love you. We love you.
We love you.
I'm kidding.
Okay, thank God. Okay. I found these tickets, obviously, and it just seems more and more like perhaps Camilla had a stake in ruining whatever friendship or more that they may have had together. Because she may have thought she was dead weight. I'm getting more and more of a sense that Camilla would not be above hiring somebody to perform the acts that she did. And that... But now we still need to know... I bet that Johanna... No, wait. Elizabeth... who worked on the farm, I bet she had probably a fine relationship with the folk. And I think one of these Nisa must have gone off with Joanna to help her get away once she found out what had happened to her friend.
Hmm. You think the Nisa was escorting her away?
Probably trying to help, I'm guessing. Or maybe they ran off because he couldn't be with a lover he wanted?
But there are the two tickets for the ship. Yes. So I am confused.
I feel like she bought those tickets for herself and for Elizabeth. And then maybe when her mother found out what her intent was, she wanted to keep Joanna here.
Mm.
And so may have hired someone or done in the girl herself.
I see.
To stop her from running away. And that maybe in an effort to... be kind to their farm girl's lover that they tried to run off with Johanna to help her, or maybe in jealousy that the farm girl wouldn't be with them, they have taken off Johanna to do their will to her. But it wouldn't seem that way. I feel like the Nisa would know.
If they had run off
to
help someone, they wouldn't be missing. Tuva! And Henrik opens the door.
A female Nissa is standing outside.
Oh,
good lord.
Her sorry.
Big eyes looking up.
Has
at
it
you.
Been 2 hours already?
I'm here for your revenge!
She stabs me in the shin.
And she looks up at you and says, don't worry, I calmed them down. They're not going to come for you. Well, they might sleep on it, and they might come for you tomorrow, and that will be very, very painful. But for now, they calm.
Thank you. What's your name?
Tula.
Ah, what a beautiful name.
Just how strangely like the other name of the innkeeper here.
Yes.
Tula.
She got it from me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I wanted to talk to you. All three of you.
All right.
I might know something about my brother's disappearance.
Oh, it was your brother. Tula, come in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, the one that went missing. With the human girl. I can take you to them.
So you know where they are?
I do.
And why do the other Nisa not know?
They don't know.
Why do you know?
Right.
Because they told me what they were planning.
Can we know their plan before we go see them?
Well, so they were supposed to... I haven't really understood it, to be honest. And it's kind of disgusting, if you ask me. But, perhaps it's just better if I show you, tell you.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Sometimes you have to roll the dice.
Sure. Tula. Let's, shall we all go with Tula?
Yes.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Vámonos.
And she takes Francisco's hand.
Oh.
Because she
That's so cute.
Just because she decides to do that.
Adorable.
Okay. I just need that to be drawn by somebody. I need that to be drawn by somebody. This big art. Mustached man with a rifle. Yeah. Just like one single fat finger.
Yeah.
And she holds it very tightly as she leads you to an abandoned farmhouse pretty far away from all the commotion and action.
I'm still just seeing it. I can't get past it.
Yeah, and then it's like, it's in there. And she refused to let him go.
Oh, are you going to come in with us, Tula? Because you're holding on to him.
Of course. I'll walk with him. Or he can stay here with me if you'd rather.
You're hurting my finger.
It's so strong.
Hi, mi dedo.
Nah.
Be glad it's that finger.
She knocks on the door.
They're here. The people that could help are here.
And she opens the door to this like loft in a, I don't know, do you have those things here? Of course you must have.
In a barn?
In a barn?
In like a barn with hay and shit, that stuff. Do you have like break. Farms
Very
in
nice.
America?
Yeah.
We've
got a whole heartland, Ellie.
Have you heard of farms?
Indiana.
The plains, Ohio.
Michigan.
Literally everywhere. And then Johanna is sitting there. What you can assume is Johanna.
Yeah.
It's a lovely young woman with curly strawberry blonde hair and freckles. Now there's a tiny gnome sitting next to her. And he does not have a beard. He seems a lot younger than the other gnomes. And he has a black back slick and he's wearing a tank top.
What?
What?
I see Jersey Shore. No, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, he gets up and he's like, "Who are you, huh? You're trying to take her away from me, huh?"
No. Tula. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tula led us here. This is I'm Henrik.
Astrid Nieberg.
And I am Captain Francisco Castejón.
there's a pause where with that, like everyone in the room
just a
like,
couple crickets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, I realize I'm out of place.
Exactly, out of everything that's out of place.
This is the weird thing.
Right.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
no. I describe him as Nils is his first name and Joe Pesci is his last name.
Oh that's my god,
Nils Pesci. I also Nils like Pesci. The other aspect of this is that you're so non sequitur with everything that you are in this situation that I feel like you need a spin-off series. Like this is the kind of like cinematic event that causes a fracturing where there is another series.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I love it. So
Francisco Castillo.
Johanna puts a hand on Nils, Joe Pesci, and says, Calm down, I think they're fine. We've heard that you can help us get out of the village. From Tula. She told you she told us that you arrived a couple of days ago.
Well, yes, and I'm sorry if this is invasive, but I found these and she returns the tickets.
Oh, thank God. See, Nils, we're gonna make it to New York.
Johanna, I'm very happy to see you alive. People are very worried about you.
It was the only way, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that people are worried, but it is. It was the only way.
You ran away?
Yes.
Out of your own volition?
Yes.
You're in love?
Yes.
With Nils?
I guess, yes, we... And Nils says, yes. We're very much in love. We're going to New York.
That is very beautiful.
Can I
Yeah, can I do like
sense
a
motive?
Yeah, like a observation.
Observation.
I think it's isn't it vigilance?
It no, vigilance is perception. Okay, if you were gonna perceive something, we keep fucking it up, but it's okay. Observation is empathy plus observation.
One success.
Nice, Woo.
Francisco.
Well, you can definitely, Francisco, the one success.
One success.
You can tell that she does not seem to be in love with this little gnome, but he seems to be very much in love with her. Yeah. But she does seem to be very scared.
I think Henrik kind of whispers to Francisco and Astrid and says, I think we should separate them into two rooms to question them.
Yes, any situation like this.
Niels, I'm a private detective, and we were on the case of Johanna. It's great to see that she's safe. But I still have a few questions regarding Elizabeth, who died a month ago. Are you familiar with that?
Well, so Nils is like, I don't know anything about any other human girl. I've been here for a week. Whereas Johanna says she's dead.
So, so she kind of like sits down with her and, you know, puts some hay bales between the two of them, right?
Yeah.
And she says, I'm so sorry, but unfortunately she was found murdered on her way home from work.
Johanna breaks down.
Yeah. Do you know somebody who would do something like that?
Yes. She says, you need to help me get out of here.
She says, I can only imagine what the crushing weight of expectation must feel like on a person your age.
Johanna starts crying a little bit more, but at the same time, there's something dark that just falls over her as she's thinking about what you're saying. Do they know the rest of the village? Do they what's happening there?
They know about your friend going missing, but they don't know exactly what's happening. We've told no one. We simply knew there was a bit of an attack on the town square from the Nisa, but they were confused and looking for Niels, and they were wondering why both of you had gone missing.
Well, and your mother is blaming the Nisa for your disappearance, and she wants revenge.
She... Of course she would. He's innocent. He's been nothing but kind to me, and I plan on bringing him with me.
Did he know your friend?
No. No, not... I mean, we know of each other, all of us. It's like a small village, of course, but no, I
not personally.
Not personally. I do not. I have a sense of who might be the reason for why she's gone.
Johanna.
Yes.
Is it your mother?
I'm not gonna say for sure anything. I can't, but all I know is that either you let both of us go, or you might as well kill me right now. Because I'm not going back.
I don't think either of us have any expectation that you should do anything but what you want to do. You're a young woman, and there are very few paths for us in this world where we get to make that decision, and you are standing at a crossroads, so we will not stand in your way, but... We must have something to say when we go back.
I have no evidence. I don't know how to. You can.
Do you think your mother hired someone, or do you think she was capable of this yourself or herself?
My mother is capable of a lot of things. I don't think she would drag anyone else into this, but perhaps she. I don't know if it was her. But, and she suddenly gets a little defensive. I don't know if it was. I don't wish to talk to you anymore. In fact, I just want to go now. I don't think I can stay.
My lady, on my honor, if you help us to solve this mystery of the murder of your friend, I promise that I will help you. If you want to go to New York, I will help you to get there. I will escort you personally. And I will ensure that no harm comes to you.
And she's like, you will escort me to New York.
Well, not only way. I'm not very eager to get on a boat again. But I will take you to the boat.
I've got an unsettled score with a crack.
With the ocean.
Yeah. Yes, I'm still very angry with the ocean at the moment.
And the more you think about it, I think you could probably, in front of the village, bring forth your accusations and say that you did speak to Johanna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think even, like, I was going to do this before with Camilla. I was going to try to use my deceptive and manipulate her and be like, you know, it must be so hard to have a daughter who's friends with someone like that. And, like, wouldn't that make you so angry that they're below you? And try to feed into that to try to get her to, like, slip up and say something.
Another thing we could do in addition.
Search her house.
Kill her. No.
Murder her.
Murder her and everybody else in town. I can do it from
quite a distance. Yes. Man's a good shot.
Put you on a hill and just aim you in the right direction.
Just get me a grassy knoll.
I was about to say the fucking grassy knoll. Skin on the
same. Amazing. Oh,
Jesus.
No, I was going to say, would you be willing to write a statement?
Of course. Of course.
So then we have her mother confirm that this is her hand.
Aye.
And other people, who else would know your letters?
I think...
The doctor, perhaps?
The doctor would. I know I used to dictate for the blacksmith.
Perfect.
Peter. Who she's trying to think of. But I think we must hurry. Our boat is leaving this evening.
Excellent. So she takes out, she rips a page out of her book that she writes in and, like, uses that as the hardback, and she lets her write her story out.
And she writes the story, but it's full of, I am sorry, mother.
Yeah.
And there seems to be even, like, things that doesn't really make sense to you, but might make sense to the mother of...
Yeah.
You wouldn't say code, but, like, she would say, maybe, like, remember those songs you were singing to me as a kid. Like, a lot of things that
personal.
Would...
Personal.
Because I think, But she seems also excited, like a young woman excited to get out of here now that she's seeing that, oh, I can get out of this situation. So she might not be as... She might be a little bit more used to getting her own way as similar to her mother in that way. So the more time you spend with her, the more like, oh, this is a spoiled brat, honestly. Yeah. And she's clearly using a nisse sort of get her
to
way.
To protect her, yeah.
But then there's a carriage waiting for them that Tula has helped them get.
All right,
to the ferry so basically they want you to. There's like, here's my statement. Can I please go now? And please tell the villagers that I'm fine.
I mean, sure. Francisco, are you going to take her or?
I will take you. I will protect you.
Nils walks up. That won't be necessary. Big shot.
Well, no. I don't mean to step on any toes.
You think I can't take you, sir?
No, of course. I defer.
Mm-hmm. And then Nils is looking at Francisco with, like, if you touch her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She sort of, like, helps her into the carriage and gives her, like, a little bit of money because she's like, this girl is going to be a nightmare if she doesn't have any spending money.
And as you do so, she takes your hand and shake it and she says, thank you so much for this.
Yeah. She says, it's going to be a hard life.
No, but I'm going to New York.
I'm going to be a star. Yeah.
She says, yes, you are. And she shuts the carriage door.
I'm going to sing on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, I think it's going to be good for you, kid.
You're going to be big, kid.
But yeah, so...
I slapped the horse's ass. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you dumb animal.
Yeah.
Well, talking to Niels.
And as you watch the carriage, you don't see it at first, but in the little tiny window at the back of the carriage, yeah. You can see two eyes, Niels, just staring at Francisco.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I meant no disrespect. I didn't mean to.
Don't touch her.
That little guy did not like you. Wow.
She turns to the... Oh, go ahead.
I didn't mean to offend.
I mean, I love Francisco. I think your heart came from exactly the right place.
I was concerned for his safety, but I didn't mean to disparage his ability to protect that woman.
Honestly, I think as much as my heart goes out to her and she's lost a friend, I think she could use a little bit of roughing it. She'll grow.
You're right. Also, I have to say, having fought against Napoleon, I know how short guys can get. So now it's all starting to make sense.
Do you think there's some sort of complex or something?
I wouldn't want to put a name on it, but...
I can see a bunch of Nisara is like sitting on fences and next to you. They've been gathering around, like watching this entire thing happening and then be like, yep. Nils was shorter, one of the shorter of us.
That's right. It's always the
case. To that end, if they're actually there, she's going to say... Now, are we good? You know where he is. You know where he went. We know you all pretty much had no part in this.
Is Gandalf there?
Yes. Well, the Gandalf later shows up and is sort of caught up with it, and he's like, just talk to the crazy lady in the village.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a talk to the crazy lady in the village.
Yeah, and she says to that end, she sort of like stands in the. I guess it'd be like a kerosene lantern. How late is it? I don't know.
Well, as you leave, I just wanted to... Henrik, he gets a slap in his butt from something that feels like a toad.
Ow!
And then God damn it, I say gnomes, but all the Nissaras behind him like laughing so much because they're like, oh, we almost beat the shit out of you.
I think Henrik like is mad and turns around, but then he sees like all these like Nissaras, like amazing. All the, and he's like, haha, all right. Yeah.
It's like the bunny island in Japan where you like walk down the path and they're like hopping after you.
Yeah. He's like, that good one, ow. And he turns to Asher and he goes, I don't like these little guys. And he turns to Francisco and goes, I you're right.
They're unsettling.
Yes.
When they gather together like that. Like we call them los cortos hombres.
Short men.
Amazing.
You get back to the inn maybe in town. Or did you want to do something?
Oh, yeah. So she's going to prepare a blessing for you and your interaction with the lady.
Yes.
Camilla. And so she puts together, she like picks some herbs that she finds along the way back and wraps them in a little like poultice or a little bag and says, just wear this around your neck and I think you'll find words come a little bit easier to you. So you'll have a +2 advantage on a check.
Nice. Thank you. Nice. And Henry says, it smells like
lavender.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Go for it.
I was going to say it smells like ass. Arse.
Yeah. Well, the lavender is one of the lower notes.
It doesn't... You think it's going to help me talk to people?
Well, it certainly is... I mean, it's to help you be better at bullshit.
Sulfuric in a sense.
It has manure in it.
Ah.
Just tuck it in your shirt. She'll never know what hit her.
It smells like lavender.
That is a kingly gift indeed.
Thank you, everyone.
So you get back to the inn if you want, but that's probably where everyone... And in there, Camilla is currently riling up the entire village, having like an own session of trying to get them all to wage war against the Nissa. And people have pitchforks already. What do you do?
I think the plan... I think we're going to do like good cop, bad cop, in a sense, where...
And
I'm
then
gonna,
shooting cop if it all goes bad.
Good cop, bad cop, kill cop. Right. If all goes wrong. No, I think what Henrik's going to do is try to get Camilla to look like a fool in some way by saying like she was hanging out with Elizabeth, you know, so lowly. If only, you know, somebody would like just take care of those types of people, blah, blah, blah. So I think Henrik enters and sees that, you know, kind of talking. I think he tries to pull Camilla aside, if you know, like with the people, but not so that we're in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Camilla, I just wanted to say, I think that Joanna deserves to be a star. And I think you're right. You have been prepping her and putting in so much effort. And for her to squalor it with, I mean, niece and aside, but, you know, less than, lower than maids or Elizabeth, for example. I know you said they were friends or something. Disgusting. Right?
I don't remember what I was saying, but...
I recalled you saying that Elizabeth was less than and lower than the...
Not worthy.
Not worthy of hanging out with your daughter. And I just have to say, I completely agree.
Camilla's looking for Peter, the blacksmith. It's like...
And if only someone would have taken care of that situation, but someone did, didn't they? Elizabeth was out of the picture because she's dead, right?
Yes, I think we all know that Elizabeth is dead.
And you would have liked that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you saying right now? These are preposterous accusations. Why would I like...
Being a woman alone is so difficult. I mean, really, you've had to raise her your entire life. And how ungrateful she must have been in the face of all of that hard-won privilege.
If that was my daughter... Why, I would have locked her away. I would have taken care of it. I would have been a man about it.
Have you... And she tries to gather herself. And say, I don't... Have you found her? Is that what this is about? Is this your weird way of saying that you found her?
She looks at you to be like, is it time?
He gives a nod.
Yeah. And she says, well... And she sort of begins to address everybody and open up the conversation. And she walks over to the doctor. Is he there?
Yeah, everyone's there.
Okay, great. Excuse me, sir. If you wouldn't mind reading this note and confirming the hand who wrote it.
Ah. Johanna.
Oh. And then he reads the note.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And he looks like at Camilla. Camilla? And Peter, the blacksmith, has been sort of listening in. What's going on?
This is a note from Johanna, who we did find, who had run away to escape her mother. A mother who had been emotionally abusive to her, and I can't imagine what else. Camilla, what are you capable of?
I would never... Emotionally abusive. I did everything for that girl. What are you talking about?
Everything, including Elizabeth. Hmm? You killed her, didn't you?
Killed her? Why would... With...
And then Peter speaks up, the blacksmith. Where were you that night?
Francisco, explain the wounds on Elizabeth.
I am very familiar with head trauma, and I know that this... She was felled by the force of a blunt object.
We've seen those creatures, what they carry.
Someone her own size.
Yes, los cortos hombres are far too short to wield a weapon to get up to that high, to fell this woman.
Camilla is realizing what this is and eventually surrenders. I did it for my daughter. I did it all for my daughter.
She stands over her. I mean, I don't know that I'm taller, but she's just moving closer to her because she's getting more and more angry at her. And she says, it would have been so easy to respect you. A single mother trying her hardest to ensure that her daughter had everything she needed to succeed in life. I don't think anyone would begrudge you that. But the way that you menaced that poor girl... And in such a specific way, it's as if you hated her for what she represented to your daughter. Whatever you may have thought about their friendship. And that's disgusting.
Where is she now, my daughter?
I don't owe you that. She's going where she can use her talent.
She is alive?
Yes. She wrote this.
Very well, then. Francisco, you notice something to the left of you. The blacksmith. He is about to rip her apart. You might want to
do something about
or like talk him down or something, because otherwise he 100% will rip this woman apart.
I put him in a headlock and I said, no, sir, please. I know that you want to kill this woman for what she has done, but she must face justice, not vigilante justice.
I trusted you, you bitch, he says. And Camilla is not fazed by that at all. I mean, to her, this man is nothing, an obstacle. Very well, shall we go then? She looks at Henrik and whoever is going to arrest her.
Yeah, Henrik, I mean, Henrik puts cuffs on her. I'm sure he has them on. He's a private detective.
Yeah, and then to local, not policemen, but like whoever.
The constable.
The constable, whatever deals with that kind of stuff, takes her away.
And his name is... No, I'm kidding.
What's his story?
I'll kill you, Anne.
He was in a shipwreck outside.
The only other survivor.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's Francesco!
Oh, I remember you.
Hey, Francesco.
A phenomenal dinghy mate you were.
Exactly. It's Fernando, my name is.
Can you imagine that art Francisco of just and you Fernando. With your big mustache and a little dinghy? Oh, man.
It's like you shaved your mustache, Fernando.
It's like Sea of Thieves style cracking. Oh, waving in the background.
Yes. Oh. I'll always remember the shanties.
Let's sing it now.
Let's
together.
Sing that old shanty again that kept our spirits up on that horrible journey. Yeah.
Well,
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99. You're saying it like we're improv, and that's a song that exists.
Okay, fine.
It's fine.
I was like,
you're like, I'm a part of this now.
I always wanted to sing. Anyway, so she's escorted. So they take her away. A couple of days goes. I mean, unless you guys want to have some serious business in this awful village.
I think we should also like tell the villagers like we talked to the niece
you know. Good.
It's good. You should continue to work together. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they all accept that because they are not well fleshed out NPCs who are having.
Astrid,
one woman opposes. She's like, I don't think she gets shot. Big shooter.
Okay, yeah. Sharon.
But they, but what happens in the next few days is that actually they hang Camilla.
Good.
Justice is served.
Good. Damn.
And you find your way. I mean, it's nothing really.
She fucking
do.
Murdered someone. So,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I have something that I need to do to have an effect on this town forever.
Oh.
Because some of us have so much capital that we don't even know what to do with it when we're shopping.
You're going to build them a well? What are you going
to
do?
No, I'm going to create an orphanage. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to. She goes to the blacksmith. And she provides him with. Four capital, and says, your children deserve every opportunity, so make sure they get it.
Maybe they will go to Uppsala and study at the university one day.
Oh.
He is overwhelmed by gratitude.
She says, well, if they ever want to visit, send them to Castle Gillenkrutz, and we'd be happy to welcome them.
Oh.
And of course, Thor too. Thor's like playing with the kids on the
ground. And then he remembers it's the 19th century and women were definitely not allowed to attend university. But on that note,
if they want to stay at the hotel, they are more than welcome.
It's a fancy hotel. We've got books there. It's just as good as the university.
It's fair. Who cares about Ivy Leagues? Not that.
The blacksmith is saying this.
What's the Ivy League?
So what, my beautiful daughters won't get into an Ivy League in the 19th century? I don't give a damn.
There's always Smith.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's also the kind of thing where, like, they're probably finishing schools they could go to anything. Yeah, that's which fair. Is, yeah. Like, Astrid's
life. It is
life.
A very beautiful thing you did. And now you're on the carriage back to the
Yeah, okay, thanks. Sorry, it was
You've
important.
Successfully avoided a civil war between Vassin and humans. Experience
killing
point.
It. Yeah.
You've cleared up a mystery and given a poor man some peace of mind and some cash.
Yeah. Hey.
The villagers in this Nissana decided to never let false accusations come between them ever again. Until, of course, next year when something new probably arises.
We'll be back.
Yeah. And you also managed to help a young woman, a young ambitious woman, escape.
And so, cutscene too, her boarding the ship, it pulls away, huge steamer ship, and it's The Titanic.
That's right.
That would
that's
be so much fucking
and
fun.
And a Kraken shows up.
I was considering it because I do have a cutscene. Speaking of which.
Oh, shit.
We see young Johanna on a big ship, looking through a window from her cabin with a smile on her face. She's singing her beautiful soprano carrying over the vast ocean. And then we move back to the carriage. When almost at the same time, you all seem to remember something. And you look at each other. And you do remember. When Astrid handed the cash over to Johanna, there's something missing on her cloth, like next to her arm. It's like her, there's like a piece missing. As if it had been ripped apart. And then you remember at the murder scene that you missed.
That we didn't see anything.
The investigation where you didn't were not successful. But you remember now, wait a second. In your peripheral view, there was something there. A cloth piece.
Oh no.
What?
And we move back to the ship. And behind Johanna we see a lifeless body of Mills.
Oh my god.
A nail in his chest.
What?
Which is the only way to kill Anissa. And his blood is covering the entire bed. And Johanna says to herself, "Thank you, Mother."
Oh, man.
And that's the end of
the
adventure.
She took one for the team.
So her mom took the fall for Johanna.
Wow.
Why did Johanna murder Elizabeth?
This is 10 out of 10 more shocking than any gnome frog could have been.
Yeah.
Wow, we were like, okay, Ellie, you have to tell us.
Yeah.
Were they in love and she murdered Elizabeth?
Yeah, why did
she murder her?
Elizabeth found out what Johanna's plan was to use one of the Nissa to go to New York.
And she was just going to tell on her.
Yeah. That's what I said. She had a juicy secret she couldn't wait to tell.
I forgot about the secret.
Oh,
God
no.
Damn it.
I never would have gotten it. I was on that lesbian
horse. You were on the
lesbian.
Well, it felt very Romeo, like Capulet and like.
When you gave me that, I was like, all right, cool. Now I don't have to worry about
it. You're like, those idiots will never figure it out.
news is there's one less murderer in Sweden. That's really the only important
part. Well, honestly, we'll never have a problem with her again because she's going to New York.
That's New York's problem.
Yeah, that's the problem for future.